brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're trying to spin Syria that, oh, if he'll just give up his chemical weapons, even if he gives them to Russia, that's okay, we've won, as if he did the chemical attack. They'll just get rid of the chemical weapons as a deterrent like they did in Iraq in 1991 and then invade again later. I mean, that's what this is all about. This is all about world government. Let's go to your calls. I had a bunch of people holding. I apologize. I went on too long with the whole narcissism rant, but let's talk to Bruce in Colorado, then Steve, Dan, Jeremy, and others. And now the phones are just wide open for everybody, 800-259-9231. Bruce in Colorado, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? We're live in the heart of the New World Order here in Denver, and they're bringing George Bush to Denver tonight so they can parade around. DU is sponsoring the Improving Human Condition Award going to George Bush. It's doublespeak. It's in Denver. What else? I didn't know if you guys had heard about that. I think that we need to call for Obama to come arrest Bush. Instead of going into Syria and worrying about the chemical weapons attack, I think we should talk about the DU, depleted uranium rounds, that Bush is okay, that our troops use, and our troops are still dying from it today, and they're still suffering. And so I think that's highly important, and I wanted to call and just let you know that We Are Change Colorado is going to be out there in full force tonight, and it's going to be a
I did see that about a month ago. They announced he was getting the award, and I guess he's going to receive it now for Improving Humanity Award. And I think they should give Obama one as well. And while they're at it, they could dig up, maybe Joe Stalin and give him an award. How's that sound?
Yeah, all the dictators. Now, this is just a slap in the face of DU. Two-thirds of staff signed a letter saying, we don't want George here in our name at our university, Denver University. Most of the students don't approve. Today's the first day of class coming back. And, this is going to be down at the Colorado Convention Center. So anyone in Denver or in the Colorado area should come out and see this one. It's going to be a spectacle. We're working with a lot of different activist groups here in Denver to just get the numbers up and just show that we're not okay with George W. Bush coming to Denver and winning. Now, they had to change it from Improving Human Condition to the, Global Humanity Award, because there was so much public pressure. But I just figured that as a little side note to the war on Syria, we have war criminals, known war criminals, and they're coming to Denver. And they're parading around for a $400 a plate fundraiser. It's kind of a slap in the face.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Alex. What I'm concerned about is Tartus, the Soviet installation there. Nobody's given that a lot of publicity. We need Ray McGovern in here to elucidate the problem. He can elaborate on what the choke points for the Russian Empire, whether it's Murmansk or it's the Bering Strait or the Dardanelles Strait. If Russia doesn't do anything, I think that the United States will go win hands down and put Assad aside. But
well, of course they will. Absolutely. And, yes, we have Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, joining us on Friday. So he is coming up.
Well, that's an excellent idea. And the thing is, it's all a frame-up. They framed that Saddam Hussein, and they're framing this Assad.
Yeah, absolutely. But what do you make of the world waking up to that?
Well, hopefully they can't get a vote in the UN Security Council because Russia's always blocking it. I know China is not happy with the situation. Maybe the tide is turning against them. I can't predict. It's beyond my capacity to do it. But I know one thing. I know that you're spreading the word and like nobody else, and I listen to 12.160 shortwave. It's excellent. WWCR.
All right, brother. You can also listen to us on 1530 there in Chicago. Thank you so much, Steve. All right, Dan, Elliot, Jeremy, and others. Steve's been calling for like 15 years. Remember the time I got him to talk like McGruff the crime dog? McGruff, help take a bite out of crime. By the way, Friday, I wanted that guy's number to do voiceovers for us. Did we get that number from John Harmon? All right. How do I get the other guy to do voiceovers? We can do like a parody of McGruff the crime dog? It could be McGruff the TSA dog? Help stick your hands down people's pants to find Al-Qaeda. Help take a bite out of proctology pills.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Radio Network, probably the second or third largest radio syndicator, went dark last week off the air. Clear Channel is bankrupt. But the big banks, the big brokerage firms that helped consolidate the radio industry the last 15 years, they've already moved on from that. And I tell you, it's pretty creepy to see talk radio imploding and melting down all over the United States, something that top management of the globalists has been pushing for. I know a lot of inside baseball, but I'm not allowed to tell. But people better appreciate the talk radio that they do here. In fact, it was, what, about 6 months ago we got the word that there were moves to shut off basically all libertarian and conservative talk on XM. But because it's been so popular, there's been internal fights with their program directors and people not to do that. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Genesis, the GCN Radio Network with over 1,400 affiliates, one way or another, I've got over 160 of them, is pretty much all there's left that's somewhat independent. There's Clear Channel on the verge of imploding. And it's got a lot of great people on it, like I'm not even going to get into it anymore. The point is that I was just thinking about that during the break. I haven't even talked about that. It is such a crazy world. And again, it was a bubble. How much stations cost by some of the big boys coming in the last 20 years, 15 years really, and buying stations for more than they were worth and consolidating them and creating monopolies and running stations at losses to bankrupt the other local stations to create monopolies. Now the stations cost so much to run with the government fees and licensing and the economy in the toilet with advertising, and then the cost again of just to buy the stations and then to finance the debt on the stations, that it is going to be a completely different landscape in just another year. And I will continue to be here because we're not owned by some foreign banking cartel. We're just here. Our mission is to get the word out and fight the globalist. Our mission is to try to avert World War III. Our mission is to defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not join all the kleptocrats in just some mad race. To make a buck as quick as you can and then watch the whole world burn. By the way, I'm going back to your calls, but speaking of Syria, Russia to push Syria to surrender chemical weapons, and Syria welcomes international control over chemical weapons. By the way, this is being called new news. Syria offered a year ago and again a few months ago to turn their chemical weapons over, and the Russians have had troops at the chemical weapons bases. So all they're doing is announcing what's already been done. They saw the frame-up coming a year ago and brought the Russians in. But we have guys in fancy suits that get up there and tell us, oh, no, didn't you know? Bashar Assad launched that chemical attack. Now Kerry, who cares about the children, actually, he cares about diverting everyone from all the giant scandals, the biggest of which is Obamacare. I'm here to announce that I've thought about the NSA, I've thought about Benghazi Gate, I've thought about the persecution of the Tea Parties, the persecution of journalists, the whistleblowers, the list goes on and on. But you know why the public's really waking up and doesn't buy this war? Out of all the different reasons, and there's a bunch, the biggest one is that all of these high school, college students, but also the working poor, people getting paid $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour, they all saw their payroll taxes go up. They saw the other seven taxes that are on Obamacare. They're getting the letters now saying they got to buy health care for at least $5,000 a year. That's up to a third of what they're paid a year. They're going bankrupt. Two jobs aren't enough. And they're all being told you don't get 40 hours a week. You'll certainly never get overtime again. You're going to 20 hours. I was at Barton Springs, a giant, dammed, up natural spring, and I had a lifeguard come over to me and say, oh my gosh, they just cut everybody from 40 hours to 20, and they're even cutting the managers back to 20, even though it says 30, they're just cutting us down to 20, and they're just hiring more people. And I tried to warn them about Obamacare, but and then I had another lifeguard come over and tell me about it. Because they all got the word. I was wondering why the last time I was there was all these new lifeguards. Well, that's the new thing. You get 4 hours a day. Do you like your Obamacare? And with that money you get, that little bit of money, you got to go buy health care now, that now is run by the insurance companies that wrote it, where you don't even get the health care. The doctors aren't allowed to do the test or the things they think need to be done. And I know everybody already knows this in this audience, but now to see it happen. Obama phone lady, when she was here, she saw this year when it kicked in, her taxes went up as a maid. The Obama phone lady works. And she had a hope. Her American dream was Obama was going to give her a house, a car. And when she was here, this is video that hadn't been seen yet. It's going to be an Obama reception, too. She literally had tears in her eyes. She goes, I believe he's going to give me a house and a car. Folks, what he gave you was a tax increase, honey. And man, that's what makes me so mad about these people is they know they're conning people. They get off on it. I know that con artists look in Obama's eyes and Kerry's eyes. They're predators. To them, it's funny. That's why I'll imitate them and laugh at you and laugh at us when I talk about this is to show you what they really think. It's all a big joke. But just like people I currently know, I go, that's a scam that somebody that knows somebody is going to give you a job working for a rock band. And the people have their bags all packed, ready to go meet. And I go, you're going to get a call. They're going to need more money that the rock band isn't ready to meet with you. And then they get the call and they go, well, that's just because they're busy. I have to pay them more money now. And I'm like, no, 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 no. It's a con game. And they're like, you're just jealous that I finally made it. I know people get the Nigerian email and they go, this is a true story. I'm with Mike Judge, you know, the creator of Beavis and Butthead, Idiocracy, you name it. King of the Hill. We like to go out sometimes and, you know, go out here. He likes the same music as me, kind of rockabilly stuff, blues. He's a great musician in his own right. So we go to this dive bar in East Austin. And, well, I got there before he got there to meet him. This is a few months ago. And everybody goes, oh, the Nigerian ambassador is here. Everyone's, oh, the Nigerian. And I went, oh, my gosh. And here pulls up the old Cadillacs and an old Mercedes and people getting out acting all powerful, posing. It's what the politicians do. And everyone's sort of bowing down, basically, in this mainly black bar we're in. And I watch him go around, everyone begging, oh, he'll let you invest if you're cool enough, but he's just handing out his card to get to meet with him. And I was telling people, I go, you know, that's just a physical Nigerian scam now on the ground. No, no, he's actually a prince. And, I mean, it was like coming to America, Eddie Murphy, you know, like guys with, like, lion hats on and stuff or whatever. And I couldn't help anybody, including the white yuppies that were there. I mean, by the time Judge got there, he was the ambassador was gone. Wasn't the ambassador. It was a total con game. And I went and looked it up. How there is now a physical Nigerian scam. You just, I mean, if you show up in a crown, you become the king of England. I mean, you know, North Korea, I expect them to start wearing crowns. Because in a narcissistic world where people worship status, you know, we're the opposite of that, going to some dive bar to hear good blues music. The point is that there, even there, I can't get away from the narcissistic Looney Tune land that the world has now become. And just the scams are going on every angle. And these women I know that demand their fiancé, you're going to have to take out a loan, even though her family's supposed to pay for it, they're dumb enough to. My wife and I, even though we had some money in the bank and things, we got married 13 years ago. Guess how many people were at our wedding? About 8 people. Went and stayed at the Driscoll, had a good dinner, went and got married by a preacher that day. That was it. Went on a vacation later. I think everything might have cost, including the vacation, like $6,000 or something. Because we were just married. That's our relationship. And I only had a few friends there and my parents and some of her family, and that was it. Because it was all about not being stressed out and just having a good time. But let me tell you, most people I know now get divorces within a few months after the bigger the wedding. I've seen people that have had like $300,000 weddings, and especially when they don't have money, and they get everybody to go into hock to pay for it. It's this big narcissistic trip. They're divorced a month later. They're annulled a month later. I mean, I've been made to go to these weddings. Like, I won't go to a big wedding now. And I go to them, and I'll tell my wife, this is going to be over in about a month. I'm going to a wedding of people worth hundreds of millions of dollars in a couple of weeks. Actually, this weekend. And guess what? They're having a small ceremony and a dinner, and that's it. By the way, really rich people don't wear diamonds, folks. They wear other really precious stones because they know it's all a big con game. I mean, I sit there and I look at the general public, and I see just the false reality they're living in, and they really think that they're like making it by buying into it, and it's all giant bear traps meant to rip your legs off. The messages you see in mainstream media are meant to con you and destroy you, and they're the same thing as the Nigerian email where Prince Abubi is going to give you $14 million if you send him $5,000. You're like, listen, that's a scam. You're just mad because the prince, wants to meet with me.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
All right, folks, we're joined by Stefan Molyneux, who is a very, very interesting fellow. He's been on the broadcast before. I guess you could almost call him a hyper-libertarian or anarchic. capitalist, and he's also a author of two novels. And I'm very excited to get him on the broadcast here today. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, and we'll jam your calls in, too, towards the end regardless. I know people have been holding for a while, so we'll get to you. But I wanted to bring this up to Stefan. That's the reason I wanted to get him on. If you look at the world today, now more than ever, from my perspective, there is a mass awakening. I know I keep hammering this because it's so incredible to see it happening. Even the New York Sun said collapse of American influence recalls disintegration of Soviet Union, fall of France. Well, this is the fall of the corporate globalists that are in control of us. And I'm not saying it's happened yet, but the acceleration of the awakening, the people not buying into it, the rapid decline of the dominant mainstream media, they're no longer dominant. The rise of the new media. I wanted to ask Stefan Molyneux, who's a pretty smart guy, I'd almost call him a historian, where he thinks we are historically and how he thinks the empire is going to strike back, or if he disagrees with me that a hyper awakening is beginning. Stefan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Alex, it's great to be back. How are you doing?
Good. So you just heard my little preface there. Where do you think we are culturally worldwide right now? Do you agree or disagree, or what can you add to what I just said?
Well, I think that we're in a fascinating place historically. I would argue that it's really been probably half a millennia or so since we've been in such an exciting place for the transition of humankind to a higher moral plane. You really, I think, would have to go back to the invention of the printing press, which took the religious texts and the Greek philosophy texts and the Roman political texts and rhetoric texts out of the hands of the monks and the priesthood and put them in the hands of the common people so people could read original texts and they didn't have to learn Latin. They could read in the vernacular as Martin Luther translated the Bible into the vernacular. This put information into the hands of the people. And it had a huge effect on breaking the power of the aristocracy, of the monopoly of Christendom, which the Catholic Church had at the time. And it really gave people access to information that before they had to go through biased people to get. Now, of course, we can get information about the world without having to go through the court toadies known as the mainstream media. We can actually get direct information from who are regularly called our enemies, who have a very important perspective in conflicts. We can get information from people passionate about truth who aren't wedded or bound into the systems of power that currently strangle humanity. 91% of Americans don't want another costly war or even cheap war in the Middle East. They're skeptical about escalation in Syria. They're skeptical about what the government says. 60% say they have little to no trust in the mass media. So, and it's not like they don't want information anymore. They're just going to alternative sources, which are, I think, unbiased sources. We don't rely, people like you and I don't rely on government handouts, which we read off and call news to our audience. We are responsible for going, digging up the truth, no matter how painful, no matter how difficult, and presenting it to people. And we are not bound to the systems of power. That gives people a clear, unbiased view, I think, of what is happening in the world. And that kind of transition hasn't occurred for probably about 500 years, and that gave rise to the Renaissance, to the Enlightenment, to the Age of Reason, the scientific method, to capitalism. I think this, and this is going to be even faster and more powerful, so I think that we really are riding a crest of unbelievable potential for the moral progress of the species.
Incredibly well said, and I couldn't agree more, Stefan. Then let me ask you this question. How will the empire strike back? Shouldn't we be girding ourselves for their attempt to bully us back under their control?
Well, force works really well in controlling a population as long as they don't view it as force. The moment that the fist comes out of the glove and people see the naked might and power of the state, they recoil and they recognize that they're not free. You know, as long as they can camouflage the sort of tax cattle electric fences with bushes and hang little ornaments on it and say, oh, that's a nice set of bushes over there, then we're fine. But so what's happening is, we are beginning to see the naked power that's behind the curtain. And once people see that, they recoil. Human beings really can only be kept in cages that they can't see. The moment that they see them, we turn from like domesticated dolphins into great white sharks and we'll chew our way out of the aquarium no matter what the cost. And I think that we're working really to show the gun in the room, which is state power, which is the power of the moneyed interests, which is the power of the cabals that run the world, that are sort of behind the media, behind even the politicians. We're starting to see that, which is incredible. All you have to do is show evil. evil, and it will be resisted and overthrown. As long as evil can present itself as virtue, as protection, as law and order, as stability, well, that lie is all falling apart. And once people see evil for what it is always overthrown. People didn't oppose slavery.
Stefan, stay there, folks.
Like the white man's burden.
Stefan, stay there. We got to get this guy on more often. It's like a year past. He hadn't been on. I'm like, where's Stefan? Amazing. And we're going to come right back to you, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, your calls are coming up for Stefan Molyneux. It's freedomainradio.com. Hundreds of millions of people have downloaded his work just on YouTube alone. And that's got to really upset the globalists. Yeah, there's not just Alex Jones out there or a Ron Paul or a Matt Drudge or all the other great people out there that are really promoting the human awakening and fighting the state-run media. It's that there's so many prominent people that they can't get us all, and we live all over the world. Stefan lives up in Canada, at least last time I checked, and I just wanted to get him on so you could get his perspective on history, on the way things work, on the mind control that the system's engaged in. But what he just said is what I basically said in a different way in the first hour, that once humans awaken to the fact that they're being persecuted, manipulated, nothing can stop us. If we just passively resist the system, it's over. But at the same time, I see it almost like triage. You've got so many people that have been turned into Hollywood head, narcissist who have been basically programmed to follow whatever Madison Avenue says. So I see that really as the biggest revolution, waking up to how they program these false rights and these distractionary issues away from basic freedoms. And so I wanted to get your take on that. I'm seeing the awakening by what you call thinking people across the left, right, those paradigms shattering, people really not trusting the system and actually understanding false flag. That's now in the vernacular. That's now in the common nomenclature. And it's accelerating. But for those that are in the matrix, I see them getting even more mindless, more almost like it's stylish to be stupid and to be abused and to be conned. What do you think is going to happen to those people? And can you speak to the points I've made and then add your own points about narcissism being the programming cult system? Because narcissism is like a fake version of individualism because it's programmed by the narcissistic programmers in the media versus individualism, which they then demonize and claim is some self-centered narcissism when it's actually the opposite.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in there. Certainly things like sociopathy, one of the most dangerous mental states, has doubled. Rates of sociopathy have doubled over the last 15 years, which is incredibly tragic. And, of course, it's simply creating another crop of politicians to wrap their spiny little hands around our throats. But I would argue that we are distracted, of course, by materialism. I've always loved the challenges and complexities of the English language. So the word possession is something you own, but it's also a word for a devil that inhabits you and tells you what to do. And I think that this sort of vanity and narcissism and the focus on possessions is the oldest battle of philosophy. Do we focus on virtue and courage and strength and speaking truth to power and fighting for the freedom of all? Or do we want the latest iPhone and shiny toys to distract ourselves with? And the elites are always in the business of giving us better and more shiny toys so that we stay home playing Call of Duty rather than engage in the real fight for the future. But I think enough people are waking up to the urgency and the importance of what's happening. You know, a lot of people will see a system starting to fail through philosophically, like on the basis of principles. When you violate the non-aggression principle, when you violate property rights, you set yourself up for conditions of significant failure. You can see this coming, as many Austrian economists, Ayn Rand, and other thinkers did decades ago. But then there are other people who have to kind of hit rock bottom. You know, like some guy can tell you, you know, cocaine and hookers not the way to go, man. But until you wake up in a Vegas ditch with some underpants on your head, naked with an armadillo attached to you in some horrible way, you just don't wake up. And so a lot of people now, having gone through this worst and greatest recession slash depression of the last 60 or 70 years, are recognizing that the system doesn't work and they're in search of answers. And before, they would have been fed the pablum. They would have been fed the soma of the general narrative of, well, we need more government, we need more bailouts, we need more force, we need more wars, we need more prisoners, we need more police, we need more guns in the hands of the state. And people aren't believing that anymore. Like, for instance, you don't hear people say, well, if we only spend more on public school education, they'd get better. And we don't hear that anymore. The government is out of answers because there's no possibility that we could give the government more power than we've given them already without becoming a complete dictatorship. So nobody's really talking about more power to the government, and people are starting to listen to less violation of property rights, less initiation of the use of force, less debt, less fiat slavery, less student debt slavery. And they're really starting to be open. I think we're at the end of that pendulum and starting to swing back. But dear Lord above, it requires some strong souls to push in the right direction.
I agree with you. But I mean, take the extreme end of libertarianism. I then see Peter Thiel and other big globalists steering the discussion where now the establishment has been tax exempt. They've been above the law. They've had diplomatic immunity. And now they're kind of pushing a libertarian idea of where, okay, now they've stolen everything. And I'm not even saying he particularly stole things, but the power structure in a command and control system where they have monopolies and oligopolies and combines, and they're exempt or partially exempt. Now they're arguing, since they've already stolen everything, oh, yes, we do back a privatization. We do back a consolidation. But it's really a evil doppelganger of a true local free market system. So how do you respond to the concerns out there that you've got a lot of really dangerous forces that now want to segue into a lower tax, smaller government system because they've actually now become the centers of gravity themselves in corporate governance?
Well, of course, if a farmer's, then they've tried this throughout sort of machine farming or factory farming. If the stalls get too small, then the cattle start banging their head back and forth and they get infections and they die. You can't even use their meat, let alone their milk. And so what the farmers do is they widen the stalls and they say, well, this is a little too confined. Let's just stretch that out a little bit because the cows are beating their own heads to death. Now, they're not about to set the cows free, for heaven's sakes. They're just trying to give a little more freedom because they found that there's too much control, too much coercion, too much top-down hyper-regulation. So what they're doing is they're going to take the shackles off the market a little bit. They're not dumb. They know that they've gone too far in the direction of fascism and totalitarianism. They'll take these shackles a little bit loose. You know, the end of a free-range chicken is not freedom in the woods. It's the chicken McNugget box, and that's exactly where we're headed unless we realize that we don't want bigger stalls. We don't want a little bit less regulation. We don't want lower taxation. We want to examine the whole question of how human society is organized and say, do we necessarily always have to have this group of soulless people with a monopoly on violence right at the center of society? How small can we shrink this thing and still have something that functions? And they'll give us a little more freedom, but it's only to save their own skin. And most dangerously, I think what they're going to do, as they generally do when a financial system begins to fall apart, they'll provoke a war. And through that war, they kill off the dependent classes, right? The poor, the people on welfare. This is how they kill off the dependent classes. Now, I don't think that there's going to be like a World War III. The nukes have rendered that pretty much impossible because actually the leaders now pay for war in a way that they didn't used to. But there will be a huge sacrifice, I believe, of the dependent classes. Welfare will be cut. Old age security pensions will be cut. And people are going to have a really, really rough time of it. And naturally, of course, all the people who like the free market will be blamed for this and will be told that we don't care about the poor. But the only people who care about the poor are those who really challenge this dependency culture and this fruits of the forced labor of others culture that is so
characterized. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
United States.
There's no doubt the welfare state is designed to create a permanent peasant class and wrecks everybody it's involved in. They can point out a few success stories, but they are few and far between. And I want to get into Syria with you and then some phone calls. But specifically, I understand what you're saying. And people could say, well, Alex, you know, you're saying work in the system. I say work in the system to make it smaller while we work culturally to wake people up to the great truths that individualism is what empowers someone. It's what makes them, I mean, a plant that doesn't get rained on or get, you know, wind blowing on it that grows up indoors will usually end up falling over and dying. It needs those stresses. That which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. I understand that. I'm saying, how do we stop the Bilderbergs and other globalists and people who mainly got their money, if you look at them, from monopolies through government? How do we stop them from co-opting the liberty movement and then only selectively delivering freedom in kind of an Elysium-type situation?
Well, it's all about the principles. You know, I think the greatest successful revolutions in history have all been based upon principle. There was a principle which the founding fathers pursued, which was as small a government as humanly possible. Government is a necessary evil at best and should be kept as small as humanly possible. That was a principled argument. They had a whole Enlightenment series of philosophers behind them making that case for the free market and a very tiny government, as they said, bound down by the chains of the Constitution. If you look at the end of slavery, they didn't say, well, it'll be more economically productive if we don't have slavery. They said, no, slavery is an unmitigatable moral evil. And they kept pounding the moral argument, the moral argument, the moral argument. That's, I think, it's the biggest, slowest, and most powerful lever that moves the world. We have to keep making the case. We have a right to our own money. We have a right to our own trade. We have a right to our own property. We should not have to pay off the government.
We have a right to our own choices.
Simply to live in the houses that we've built with our own hands. We have a right to liberty. We have a right to freedom of communication. We have a right to freedom from surveillance. And these are fundamental rights, and to violate them is a moral evil. We have to keep pounding that. And once people see that, nobody's pro-slavery anymore, and nobody will be pro these kinds of governmental intrusions in the future. But we have to keep pounding the moral argument. It's really slow, but I think it's the only thing that permanently changes the way people think.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, look at how the psychopaths and sociopaths that run things always hammer us with dead children. We've got to invade because of the babies in incubators. Not true. We've got to attack Assad. He launched a chemical attack. Turns out it's not true. And people are now wise to this, but they program us using the fact that we do have morals. We do care. So how does the average individual that does have morals, that does have empathy, individually, how do we deal with the collectivists that are so good at punching our buttons?
Well, I just simply ask, how does this rule apply to you? Whenever somebody in authority gives me a rule, I say, how does this apply to you? This got me in trouble even when I was in high school. And they said, well, you have to pass these tests in order to show us that you know stuff. And I remember saying to the teacher at the time, well, which test do you have to pass to prove that you're a good teacher? You know, my parents don't pay you voluntarily. I'm not here by choice. So how on earth, how does this rule that you're inflicting on me apply to you? I mean, do you know, I'm sure you know this, that the senators and congressmen who voted yes to these murderous strikes on Syria, these potential strikes,
got 83% more defense money than the others.
Yeah, I mean, all of the economic, quote, growth that has occurred over the last 4 or 5 years have been public sector jobs, the majority of which are in the military-industrial complex. War, and it's a tragic thing to say about a glorious nation which once was central to free trade, war is the last prop on the sinking ship. It's the last little thing that's keeping this house of cards up called the American economy. If you stop war, if you end war, if you stop having 700 bases overseas, if you stop poking the hornet's nests of crazy groups overseas, if you stop spending on war, the American economy, as we know it, will simply collapse. And nobody wants to be at the helm of that. That's why they have to keep poking up these crazy conflicts. Since the early 1960s, every 3 years, the American government has invaded or bombed some foreign country. Oh, but we're the world's peacemakers and policemen and so on. My goodness. If the police are consistently waging home invasions, we can expect the citizens to be a little suspicious about the serve and protect motto.
By the way, the Washington Post came out with a big report over the weekend admitting, and there have been indictments, all over Maryland, they target old people they know can't take care of themselves and can't defend themselves, as predators do. You know, a sick gazelle, the lion goes after it. On people that had paid the property taxes. You know, the headline is people had houses taken for $44 unpaid dollars. But actually, some of them, they set them up because they wanted their house. Well, I discovered this happening in Austin 16 years ago, and people didn't believe me. It later came out. Imagine the predatory evil. But really, as you would say, it's only an extension of the feudal tax on your property. You don't really own your property. We didn't have a property tax the last 60, 70 years in this country. It was abolished in feudal Germany in the 1880s, but they brought it back. And now Germany has German citizens that fled here with their children to homeschool being sent back to have the parents put in jail for 20 years and the children taken. The truth is the government is a cult of criminals. I mean, they are absolutely outrageous criminals, and here is more proof.
Well, in New York, if you don't pay your property taxes, the government has very kindly, it's very, very nice and generous of them, Alex, of course, they very kindly allowed you to come and work for them for free to pay off your property taxes. Now, if that is not serfdom slash slavery, if this is not a ghastly little rotting leprous finger of the Middle Ages poking its way through the space-time continuum into the 21st century, what is? I mean, little old ladies are going there to shuffle papers and answer questions on the phone for no pay because the government has asserted a claim over their legally owned private property.
When as men, we should say,
off or they come throw you out of your house.
When as men, we should say, how dare you say an old woman doesn't own her house when it's paid for? They're tax exempt. But it doesn't matter. They just do whatever they want. And no amount of taxes is ever enough to pay them. Explain to people, because you break this down well, how we're like these different farms. Countries are different farms. And how historically, the problem is when you do get a free country with low taxes and regulations, it becomes so wealthy that even if the tax is tiny, it builds a giant government parasite, and you always end up in the same place.
Yeah, this is the great lesson of the last few hundred years. And again, I point to America, created philosophically, morally, as the smallest government that the human race had ever seen. What an incredible feat to philosophically create the smallest government the world had ever seen. And since then, it has grown into the very largest, the very most powerful, the most dangerous government the world has ever seen, with the most reach in the world, with the capacity to destroy human life many times over in countless different ways, with a prison population at the moment in America that is larger than the Gulag Archipelago under Stalin. This is what came out of the very smallest government. And the reason it happens very briefly is that a small government allows for free trade. Free trade creates the division of labor and Say's law and all of the efficiencies that occur through that. And economic growth is 5, 6, 7, 8, 9% per year. Creates massive wealth, enormous wealth, unprecedented wealth. In the United States in the 19th century, standards of livings went up many times and the price of things went down for 100 years. Can we imagine this in this current hyperinflation, cancer-based fiat currency nightmare that we live in, that prices continually go down, that everything is like computers? And what happens is, as the wealth grows, the government can take more and more of that wealth, and people still feel wealthy. You know, if my income has doubled over the past 10 years and my taxes have gone up 20%, I still feel richer. And then what the government can do, and this is the most chilling thing that occurs, what the government can do is it can say, based upon your future taxes, it can borrow in the here and now, as treasury bonds and all the national debt. They can say, well, you know what, my tax livestock, they're going to be producing a lot of taxes in the future. So it's like a farmer borrowing against his crop productivity.
And they do that on the birth certificates. It's debt slaves.
Yeah, it's debt slaves. And so what happens is they sell off the unborn. Talk about taxation without representation. You don't even exist yet, and you're being taxed. And so they sell off the unborn. They create this huge debt, and they use that to bribe people in the here and now, which maintains their power. The biggest power of the king is to give gifts. And he gives gifts in return for supporting murder or hiding murder through stories in the mass media. And so you get this situation where freedom breeds tyranny. It's a terrible cycle that occurs. England, in the 17th, 18th century, was really the country, along with the Netherlands, that really invented what is called modern free trade, got rid of mercantilism, got rid of the guilds of the Middle Ages, allowed free trade. And what happened? They became a giant empire. Free trade leads to empire. And this, the only way to interrupt this cycle is to really question the degree to which we can allow any institution to initiate the use of force in society.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Freedom creates incredible wealth, and then your grandkids become spoiled demons.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against against the eugenicists by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products. And get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Man, the broadcast just goes too long, and I got a bunch of callers I've been holding to talk to myself and Stefan Molyneux. Do a little bit of overdrive with Stefan. You go up to InfoWars.com, you can see the InfoWars poll. How do you think the conflict in Syria will turn out? 54% said World War III. I usually agree with the folks voting there, but I don't want to agree with that. But it does show that elites generally do expand wars when they get in trouble, and that's the problem. But Stefan, I don't want to hog anymore. I want to go to a few calls here, but briefly, how do you fix it then if liberty brings prosperity and then brings a big government? I guess you're saying you can't allow any government then?
Well, again, if you're going to have the non-initiation of the use of force, I would argue that we should explore the possibility that this can be truly universalized. Which means I wonder the degree to which we can have spontaneous self-organization within society. Now, I know it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's probably a multi-generational change. But I think we should certainly explore it. I don't know any way to interrupt this cycle. Once you have wealth in a society and a group of people who can use force at will, power corrupts, and there's no human being who's immune from that. I mean, I'd like to think if you gave me power over the world tomorrow, I'd do a good job, but I'd probably just slide into the same pit of slimy viciousness that seems to befall everyone else who gains power. So, it's a funny kind of ring. The only thing to do is drop it in the mountain of fire. I just don't know any other way that we can deal with this problem in the long run. But again, it's generations away, I think, that kind of stuff.
I think one big answer is having places for free people to run to so that there's diversity, and that's why space colonies, you name it, undersea, you name it, Antarctica, the Arctic. That's why I'm so scared of the collectivists getting the global government in place, because they want to shut down competition and kind of have a monopoly.
Yes, well, certainly global government, there's this fantasy, and Sam Harris talks about it, there's this fantasy that if we have a global government, we can eliminate war, because as he points out, there's no civil wars in America anymore because there's a strong federal government. It is really not the case. The only thing that we can say about the modern world is that instead of, originally they just stole people's organs for food and so on, like cannibals and so on, and then they ended up stealing people's bodies for labor. We have at least evolved to the point where they're only stealing our money and not actually putting us to work in the fields as slaves or serfs or whatever. So, and this is the grim, slow, snail on a razor blade progress of the human species that now they're not even stealing our money directly. I mean, there's a certain amount of taxation, but they're stealing it through inflation, they're stealing it through debt, and, as has been said by many, not one in a thousand can trace what is really going on. So it's this kind of weird thing. Instead of holding us down and just sucking our blood directly, it's like they're teleporting it out of our body, like cell by cell or something. So there is some advantage, and
that's right.
Seeing more of what the elites do.
All right, Stefan, stay there. We're going to come back into overdrive, take some phone calls. InfoWars.com is our site, PrisonPlanet.com, your site, Freedom, or FreeDomainRadio.com. I'm going to take you out with a clip of Assad talking about what will happen if they are hit. Here's that clip.
Tell me what you mean by expect everything.
Expect every action.
Including chemical warfare?
That depends. If the rebels or the terrorists in this region or any other group have it, it could happen, I don't know. I'm not fortune teller to tell you what's going to happen.
But we'd like to know more, and I think the president would like to know more. American people would like to know, if there's an attack, what might be the repercussions and who might be engaged in those repercussions.
Before the 11th of September, in my discussion with many officials in the United States, some of them are congressmen, I used to say that don't deal with the terrorists as playing games. It's a different story. You're going to pay the price if you're not wise in dealing with the terrorists. So nobody expects. We said there are going to be repercussions of the mistaken way of dealing with it, of treating the terrorism. But nobody expected the 11th of September. So you cannot expect. It's difficult for anyone to tell you what's going to happen. It's an area where everything is on the brink of explosion. You have to expect everything.
We have much more analysis ahead, plus more from Charlie's interview in our next hour, and you can watch these.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.